You want
11 needs to be start.
Huh. 11. You will begin from where you left off?
Hmm. Have you read something?
Well, you are going to proceed slowly but surely through the whole text. So I think that you had
also. As you do this. As you do this.
You had spoken about obeisances to Srila Rupa Goswami. That was the last thing that you had mentioned.
Any question?
I have a question from the next paragraph, where the verse is quoted, Raso Vaisa. What does it mean, the Lord in His form as Rasa is supreme? Could you explain it? Our translation says that the Lord in His form as Rasa is supreme, as in the scripture, Raso Vaisa Rasam. On
the Upanishad.
The number
is Taittiriya Upanishad. Brahma Pucham Pratishta.
What is your question?
If you could explain why this Upanishad verse, Raso Vaisa, is given to explain that Krishna is the form of Rasa.
Why Krishna comes with his associates and does so many pastimes? The reason he is going to explain. So he is telling that Bhagavan is Raso Vaisaha. He is Rasamaya Vastu. Srimad Bhagavat also. Mallanam asani nidang narvarah. You know this slok? The 10 kinds of devotees or 10 kinds of persons are seeing Krishna in 12 ways. Someone sing Mallanam Asani, Vajra Tulya. Vajra means
thunderbolt.
Mallar singh, Krishna. the ladies are seeing Krishna as a Kamdev. Nanda Maharaj as Putra, son. The Rishis are seeing, Rishis also were there. They are seeing in as a Brahma or anything. Mathura Vasi are seeing in Vishnivansi, for Devata. That is Prabhu, we are servant of Devata. And Sakha were there. They are seeing in two ways. Hasyaras plus Sakharas. And the Vaisa Nanda Baba is seeing in two ways. Basalras and Karunaras. Why Karun? Because they are trying to kill Krishna. So his Karuna, from inner he is weeping to show Krishna that all are trying to kill Krishna. Kansa is also doing sarjantra. Sarjantra? Sarjantra kya? Sarjantra mane is conspiracy. Oh, you know. You know Hindi?
No.
So, the men of 10 qualities, seeing Krishna in 12 rasas, this is raso vaisaha for Krishna. Adbhut. Some are seeing Arina Adbhut. 7 plus 5. But Krishna is also very Karuna. He has so much pity for jivas, param Karuna. So two things makes Krishna to come down. Rasik Shekhar Krishna, param Karuna, ei dui hetu Krishna lilar udgam. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it has been told. Krishna is a Rasik Shekhar, and in other hand he is Param Karun. Param Karun, he wants to be Rasa Svadan. He wants that all should do rasa sadhana of my Rupa Guna Leela and all these things. See? Rasa sadhana ka kya hota hai? What is rasa sadhana?
Relish. Taste or relish.
Okay. He makes that all should test my all madhurya. No? So this is Karuna. And he is Madhur. So by two reasons he come down in Bhaum Vrindavan or Mathura or Dwarka, so that they may easily can test and they should return to back to their home to me. This is the reason. Tomorrow, yesterday I told one thing. I had some thought that everyone wants Ananda. No? Everyone like to persuade how to get Ananda and then running after Ananda. Here Ananda means Sukh. No? But really, Sukha and Ananda are different things. Sukh means for ourselves. Anand means kya le hai? Subhanand ke ghar mein rakh dijiye. Anand is for Krishna happiness, but yet some happiness which is the can Rasik Bhakta can taste. Understand? What I'm telling you? In pure language?
That when you give Krishna Ananda, Ananda is meant for Krishna, and then the devotee relishes that taste when Krishna is pleased. He relishes happiness and self-suffering.
He also tests that sukh. In Ananda, there is sukh and anand both. No? So all are persuading for sukh. But there is a place where anand is persuading. Anand is persuading men or anything. Anand can persuade us. We, everyone, persuade,
pursue.
Ananda. How we can get Ananda? Anand is running and we are running after. But in Vrindavan, same Murtiman Ananda is pursuing bhakti. Here is opposite.
Reverse.
How? Kaf and Sakha were stolen and Krishna is seeing where they are or where there are and he is weeping and lamenting. No? Here, Bhakta is not pursuing Krishna, but Krishna is pursuing. Sometimes, Krishna is weeping, where is my mother? Where is Nanda Baba? No? He wants to get upon the laps of Yashoda, so he is hankering after. Nanda Baba is standing, Yashoda Maa is standing, or her gun is anywhere, and he is touching them. Krishna is Murtiman Brahma. Oh Bhagyam, Nanda Gopa Brijau Kusham, Janamitram, Paramanandam, Purun Brahma Sanatha. You know this slope? You? Brahma is telling in his prayer, Oh Bhagyam. Not one time, but more than two times, three times. Krishna is ocean of rasa vaisaha. But yet he is karun. Here he has come down and he makes friendship with all cows, calves, even creatures, even to ped, paudhe, briksha, falling. Everyone. Peacocks, cuckoos, deer, everyone. They also follow, but Krishna also follows them. This is the sign of rush or frame. Only Bhaktivin such Krishna. But no, here is not that thing. Krishna will search them.
Krishna Karshani.
In Vrindavan, especially in Vrindavan. This is the speciality of Vrindavan. He is eager to give that prem, that rush to Jiva. And that is why he has come down in Vrindavan. This is the main thing. So he is giving. But we should not see that Krishna is giving. By bhakti, bhakti is coming out. He will tell it afterwards. Yes. When Krishna is Golok Vrindavan, Golok Vrindavan, a sadhak bhakta may not have darshan of Krishna. But here sadhak bhav bhakta and premi bhakta, he can realize Krishna by bahirindriya and antarindriya. Outside and inside. Siddha Bhakta will only realize Krishna by antara indriya in Golok, not by these outer indriyas. But here a sadhak may can see, taste Krishna, can hear by outer indriyas also. So Krishna is available here, and by that, not at that for that time, but crores and crores years afterward also, a sadhak can hear that Krishna has done so many pastimes, and by hearing and chanting and remembering, he will have that thing. So Krishna comes with his associates. And that's so madhur pastimes here. To give bhakti, this is called bhakti. Because bhakti is combination of ladani and sambit. You know? How? Combination of sambit, ladani and sambit. Ladani means ananda. And sambit, gyan or bhav. We don't want gyan. What do we want? Bhav. This bhav and ananda is called combination. It is called bhakti. And afterward, in the ripened condition, condition, it is called prem, bhav, mahabhavan, anurag, all these things. So, it lives in the associates of Krishna and in Krishna also. If Krishna gives bhakti, it may be called that some bhakti has come. Because Shakti and Shaktiman are one thing. No? If there was no Hladini and Sambit in Krishna, then Krishna could not give it. So it may be called that from bhakti has come. Theek hai?
We are drinking all your words. Bhakti is potential from Krishna even. Bhakti is potential from Krishna even.
If Krishna does not want to give Krishna bhakti, but a bhakta prays and makes him so poor, so karun, that at once Krishna will bound to give bhakti.
I think the bhakta is more independent than Krishna.
Because Krishna is basibhut, bhakta basibhut. So,
our position.
No. You're Prabhupada.
And you also.
No, it's my son. Very particle of.
Wherever it may be coming from originally, it is. We are giving it from your hands.
You are giving me praise. So, what may be, either by the wish of Krishna, and either by wish of Vaishnava, bhakti comes by bhakti, and bhakti is sachchamayi. Sachchamayi, you know?
Independently
bhakti comes. And it creates ichha in Krishna and bhakti to do kripa. Savai punsang paro dharmo jato bhakti radhav khaje ahetukya apratihata jayatma suprasidati. He has given instance for how bhakti comes. Savai punsang paro dharmo jato bhakti radhav khaje ahetukya apratihata jayatma suprasidati. Here ahetuki means causeless. She comes. If she comes in anyone's heart, then suprasidati, that sadhak becomes suprasanna. Very happy. You can come here. Can you jab a bari ki ekhane ki bhoot chha? Huh? Bari le jao. So here ahetuki means by swachha.
Independent.
Krishna and Bhakta are not bound to give his mercy those who are sadachari. They know Ved. No? Any fear it can fall. But I think there must be some sanskar there. Without sanskar, anyone cannot have this Krishna. Whether Krishna is giving, but he cannot have bhakti if there is no sanskar. But yet, if Krishna wants and bhakta wants, they can do everything. Like Kali and Nag was refusing everything.
No
sanskar. But he has some sanskar by his wife. They wanted. And that is why Krishna did it. But it is called ahetuki. Agasur, Bakasur, Putana, all are in category of ahetuki. Putana wanted to Krishna to fall down from his breast. But yet Krishna catch hold very tightly. She tried so many times, but could not throw. So these are ahetuki. I don't want you. I don't want your mercy. But I will do mercy. This is called Ahetuki Kripa. We pray that Krishna should do with us also, especially with me. I don't want. Yeah, Raghunath Das Goswami has told like this for Sanatana Goswami. Anubhitsu. Anubhitsu, unwilling. I was unwilling. But yet he forcibly, he gave it.
Our Gurudev said the same thing about your Gurudev. That he forced him.
By explaining this sloka. He has written to me. I'm obliged for giving, having that letter from him. Here I have to keep in other sloka also. Jadrikshaya matkathadau japa sabhastu jahatuman nan nirvinna nati sattu bhakti yogasya siddhida. Who can have this bhakti? There are three kinds of persons in this world. So many classes of persons here. But especially, as a whole, we can divide it in three. Karmi, Jnani and Bhakta. Here, who can have bhakti? Jadrikshaya matkathadau jata sabhastu jahapuman nanirvinno nati sattu. Those who are not so much vairagyavan. Either they are not so much asakta to visaya. Asakta?
Attached to enjoyment.
In middle they should be.
Neither attached nor averse.
Both should be. Both should be there. But not too much. If anyone has not tested this world, any of these things, because this is the shadow of that perverted perflection.
Perverted reflection.
Of that Golok Vrindavan. So, we have some test in this world. We have some pretty each other, frame each other. If we have known that we cannot go towards Krishna, if you are too much vairagman, bhakti will not come. And if we are so much attached to this world, bhakti cannot come. There should be some attachment. And there should be some vairagya also. Both should be.
Is that the beginning, the process of bhakti? Isn't it when you...
In everyone, every jiva, these are symptoms. Anyhow, it will be in every jiva. But some who are more attached to this world, they become karmi. And those who are not at all attached, they are a full vairagyaman, they may go to jnana, mukti. So in the middle, this stage is so much better for bhakti. If they are attached to this world and they are directed to Krishna, then that attachment is so much helpful for the sadhak in doing bhakti. Like Bilva Mangal, like any other. From boyhood, if anyone is so much disconnected to this thing, it is very hard to go to Atmabhakti. They will surely go to Jnana and Mukti. That is why all the scholars of India went towards Shankarji, Advaitvadi. They become Advaitvadi and become Jnani and Muktivadi. Because they were. We see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At first he was so much attached. He had, with girls he used to do so much majak means joke, and to quarrel with boys with tarka yukti and also all. In Krishna Bhayavad we see, in any bhakti we see like this. Here, Jadrikshaya, what are you telling? Any question?
He's saying this is an amazing point that he's not heard, but I was saying, I thought that in Nectar of Devotion, when Rupa Goswami composed the verses of Yukta Vairagya, that this was the explanation. We did not realize before.
Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has written in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Vishayate Priti Ebe Acheje Amar Sei Mata Priti Ho Charane Tumar. That should be Vishay Priti. And that Priti should be converted in towards Krishna. That is bhakti. Otherwise, if anyone has no attachment, no priti for any jeev, it is only that he will not have bhakti, prema. So, God has given this vishapriti as a very good thing. Only we have to convert it in bhakti. This world is certainly a very good thing. This yuga is a very good thing, Kali Yuga. By only transferring our priti, it will be bhakti. It is so hard, but by the grace of our spiritual master, it can be so easy. But we have Guru Nishtha. Here, Jadriksha. What is the meaning of Jadriksha? He is telling an
by his own independent sweet will.
Krishna. Now he is telling that Jadrikshaya, by his own sweet will, why he does not do to all jivas? If he does to any special jiv, then God can be said that he has some partiality. And if God has partiality, then it is imperfect. Because in Shastra, he has been called Samadarshi. Samadarshi, you know, equal to all. Because he is creator, he is father and mother, and he is everyone to every jiva. He should not be partial. A guru should not be partial. But we see that both are partial. You realize?
I
Guru is certainly partial. Eh? You also perhaps have realized.
That is the thing we all have realized.
Someone tell that this drich, jadrichhaya, what was
independent,
is nothing but bhagya.
Fortune, luck.
Luck. But what is called luck? What is called luck? That luck is comes from subha karma,
auspicious activity,
or a special activity. From where it comes? It is that no, subha karma, abhav of subha karma or bhav of subha karma. You know Hindi some Hindi.
Lack of good activity or no.
It is written in it. But
auspicious activity, punya or pap.
Abhav or pap mane bhakti.
Good fortune.
Good fortune. Or lack of fortune. If we have no really karma, it is good for us, for bhakti.
No karma?
No karma. Jnana karma adi anabhratam. That's it, no karma. No jnana at all. It is for uttama bhakti. It is essential.
That is only to test the lakshana.
If God or any bhakta has mercy upon us, at first he washes away both things. Ashubha karma and Shubha karma. Without washing Shubha and Ashubha karma, a man cannot have pure bhakti, uttama bhakti. And for instance, in Bhagavatam, giving the instance of gopis, it has been told that viraha tibrata padhuta Shubha. Or? No, or is that? That's what I'm going to teach you. Dirati bratap dhuta subha are prakshina
bandhana kina mangala.
Here, it has been told that by viraha,
separation,
fire burnt in their heart, and that fire burnt up all asubh of gopis. And after that, one gopi or all gopis who were stopped in the home by their husband, by remembering Krishna, they took Krishna in their heart and they embraced Krishna. In this milan, all Shubha went away. When Shubha and Ashubha both went away, then prema came. And Krishna was at once realized and he took all gopis to Rasa. So, by practicing bhakti, shubh and ashubh both should be washed. Otherwise, uttama bhakti will not get happier. Only karma mishra or jnana mishra bhakti, that is called pradhani bhuta, guni bhuta bhakti. Upadhik bhakti, gaunu bhakti, this bhakti can be achieved, not uttama. So, here he is telling that if we take bhagya, that kono kono bhagyaman jive paaye. Achana? Brahmanda bhramite kono bhagyaman jive, Guru Krishna prasade paaye bhakti latati. Here, kono kono bhagyaman, what is the meaning of bhagyaman? Yeah, he is telling me. Bhagyaman, those who have some sanskar, that sanskar is not karma janit, not
jnana. Not jnana either.
Jnana or karma. Thoda sa gabad ho jata hai. Aap log bhav samjhenge. You should sense you should take.
Yeah,
you are getting?
Yeah.
What I have told.
You're saying that Uttama Bhakti cannot be gotten so far if one has any mistress. There's either Bhakya or if it's not Bhakya.
Mm.
Fortunate or unfortunate, those things have to go. No,
but here, what is the meaning of Bhagyaman? Kono kono Bhagyaman paaye?
Bhakti Vinod Thakur has said that there's two types of Bhakti, one which leads to Bhakti and one which does not lead to. So the one that doesn't lead to bhakti is not real bhagya. But the one that leads to bhakti is real bhagya. And that comes from association of Vaishnavas.
From bhaksa, a kind of sanskar comes in our heart. And that is essential. Then we can know bhakta, we can serve bhakta. Otherwise, a bhakta will come to anyone, but he will not recognize. He will not do action, he will not associate with bhakta. So, kono kono bhagyaman, here, he is telling that it is not due to shubha karma, or due to lackness of shubha karma, ashubha karma. No? If it is told that due to shubha karma, we have get some sanskar and bhakta has mercy upon him. And by the bhakti, due to this shubha karma, we have been inclined towards bhakti. Then svaprakashita, that self manifestation of bhakti is not there.
Everything is very clear.
If he takes bhagya, no reason at all behind it, how this bhagya can come? If there is no any reason, it becomes absurd. So here, bhagya means the mercy of bhakta or bhagavan. If we take it that bhagya came from Krishna by due to the mercy of Krishna, and we incline towards bhakti, then why Krishna has done kripa to that bhakta? Why to not all bhakta? So you'll have to see the reasons again and again. And at last we see that not anything come in our hand. But in every shastra, it has been told that by the grace of Bhagavan, our bhakti can be had. So it is not untrue. It is true. ভালো আছে If God is, Krishna is Bhakta Vatsal, provide not to others. But this Vaishamya, Vaishamya, anybody there?
Dissimilarity.
Contradiction. Is Bhushan is ornament of Bhagavan. He has told that I have given my heart to Bhakta and Bhakta has given Krishna his heart. I don't know rather than Bhakta and Bhakta does not rather than me. So here it is not Vaishamya. If Krishna has is doing ahetuki kripa to any bhakta, it is bhushan, not dushan.
Like we see that Krishna has done pratigya. Pratigya is
promise
to Arjuna and Duryodhan both that I will not fight. I will have no weapon. I will be only be the sarthi of Arjuna. And when he went to the battlefield, Bhisham Pitama promised that if I make my father's son, then Krishna will have to take weapon in his hand and he will have to fight. Here we see that to keep the promise of Bhisham Pitama, Krishna left his own promise and fulfilled the promise of devotee, Bhisham Pitama. This is not disqualify of Krishna, but it is qualification of Krishna, Bhakta Vatsala. Anywhere we see, to taste a rush in Braja, he tells lies. He does so many offenses, Krishna himself. But all are not offensive, but all are
ornaments.
So if Krishna give any jeev, that bhagya, it is not vaishamya. Here, if anyone says that by the grace of Vaishnavas, bhakta, bhakti is found, no harm. But someone can raise some questions. Why he has done so? Why he is not doing giving bhakti to all others? Only to this special man, to a special sadhana. Here he tells that for Uttam Adhikari, it may be Vaishamya. For Kanishtha Adhikari, he cannot give. But for Madhyama Adhikari, it has been told that Prem Maitri Kripa Apeksha Jah Karoti Sa Madhyama. So Vaishnava Madhyama Adhikari, he can give that bhagya. And by that Madhyama Adhikari, Krishna is bound to give his bhakti. So here is not Vaishamya. So, this Vaishnava, Madhyamadhikari Vaishnava, has so many duties to do prachar, to have mercy upon all surrendered souls and those who are qualified. They may not have so much gyan or siddhanta, but they should be very simple and subtle. Ignorant may be there, but they should be subtle.
Simple-hearted.
Not anything here and
hypocrisy.
Hypocrisy. Not bad thing.
But if they are too simple, they may not know how to distinguish clearly between a. They cannot be too simple. They must have some sense. Otherwise, they will not distinguish between those who are not worthy of giving kripa to.
If anyone wants truly to have bhakti, he will realize all these things by the mercy of his Gurudev and by the mercy of Krishna. Surely they will realize this thing. If I am doing anything against bhakti principle, at once a stroke will come here. That may be from Chaitya Guru or Gurudev or anyhow it will come and we will know. But our chitta is so durable, so weak, that sometimes we avoid all these things and go down. So he is telling that if God has to do mercy upon any bhakta, to give bhakti to anyone, he will have to give it by a madhyam adhikari, not directly. If bhakti herself wants to come in anyone's heart, he will come first in the heart of madhyam adhikari. And he will pray to bhakti or Krishna, then bhakti will come there. So he is telling that bhakti, Bhagavat Kripa is Krishna Bhakta Anugamini. Understand? What you have
understood? I understood everything except the last phrase.
But Anugamini.
The mercy of the Lord follows the mercy of the bhakta.
Without following any madhyamadhikari bhakta, Krishna cannot do kripa. That is, we see in prayer of Nagapatni. They have relation with Nag also. That we are wife of this Nag, they cannot leave Kali also, but they are also bhakta, so they are not uttam bhakta. Well, if they are uttam bhakta, they should have left till that time. That he is doing opposite. He is wrestling Krishna, so we should leave him. But they were waiting. And when they saw that now Kali is repenting, then they began to pray Krishna that save that person. And by prayer, Krishna raksha kiya, protected that person and gave his bhakti also. Achha. So here that bhakta has some mercy of bhakti devi, bhakti is there, and from that bhakti madhyamadhikari has prayed Krishna or Bhakti Devi. So bhakti comes from bhakti only. Bhaktya sanjataya bhakti. Here, bhaktya mane sadhan bhaktya. Bhav bhakti or prem bhakti comes. Without sadhan bhakti, a bhakti can, bhav bhakti or prema bhakti will never come.
So this is how bhakti lata bija. This is the bija.
Bija. But we should think that our Gurudev was telling once that that bees, seed is within Jivaswaru or where it is from out. It is, it has been given or inside it is. What we should think?
When we say Jiva Surupai Krishna Nityadas, mm-hmm. The original picture is to be servant of Krishna.
Mm-hmm. So it should be in Jiva.
By that definition it would be in.
And we should realize this. That is given to him. We have some upakhyan in bhakti in Chaitanya Charitamrita. There was a Brahmin, no? And he has one son. He died, that Brahmin. And he did not tell that I have something in my house anywhere hidden. No? He became so poor. There was nothing in his home. One day the friend of his father came and told that you seem so much poor and so much distressed. He told that I have nothing to take, eat or to wear or to do anything. I'm so much poor. He told that you are not poor. Your father was so much rich person, and you are also rich person. He told them, I have nothing. I'm penniless. He told that I know that your father has kept something in this area, and I know where it is. He became so much pleased. That dhan,
charity, that gift,
yes,
wealth
is hidden in anywhere in this home. If at once, without asking, where it is, he went to north and began to dig. Don't do so. Yet there is a Jaksha. Jaksha means an upper devata. Jaksha means south. There are so many dangerous, poisonous
bees.
They will at once caught you and you will die. And what should I do? Don't do anything. Where I am showing you that place, I know that place. And you will have to dig so much. So come with me and I am going and showing you that place. Easily you will get. He at once took him and told that here you can dig. He dug very little and saw that in a golden pot there were so many guineas there. And he became so much pleased. This is to give him wealth. But wealth was there from before. So in Jivaswarup, we are Krishna Das by Swarup, but we have forgotten it. Guru tells that by this process you can have this. This is to give Shraddha. But Shraddha is energy. But something he gives, what he gives? If there is cloud, only cloud will not do rain. There should be mountain and jungles to check the clouds. So here Shraddha is there, but for prakating of Shraddha,
manifestation,
to illuminate that Shraddha. Ladini and Sambit, in whose heart is there, they can do kripa to them, to create their, to illuminate their Shraddha. Any other person can do. So Guru Krishna Prasade Pai, there was, but he was missing, and by their mercy, he received that thing, and he became so much wealthy. So,
one question is, this Guru Krishna Prasade Pai,
Bhakti Lata Devi,
and when he is giving Ladini, this is Ladini Samvit, or this is?
Bhakti is Ladini and Samvit, Mool Bhav. So something, abhas or anything has been given there to illuminate bhakti.
First. And then later.
Like a seed cannot do anything. When seed has some water and clay, then it can be seed. Likewise.
And then later, complete.
Today. Naveen?
Maharaj, one letter for you. It was sent by one devotee in the West.
Huh?
Somebody brought it from the West. He came from
in
America.
In Hindi?
The person lived in Delhi, but knew you. That's Vishnu Das.
Vishnu
Das. He stayed at his house in Delhi.
Delhi.
Oh.
He lives in Houston now.
In USA?
In Houston, Texas.
Where that
Texas?
Is.
I have not met him, but he told me he lives with
very good boy.
That Giridhar Srila is, he is there now.
He is disciple of Gopal Krishna. He has written in Hindi, but he knows very good English. He has written very good English, good Hindi. ये लिख रहा है जिसे मैं पत्र के माध्यम से अविकसित श्रद्धा रूपी कुसुम आपके चरणों में अर्पित कर रहा हूं। ए फ्लावर इट इज नॉट इन हिज फूल ब्लूसम एंड इट इज
बड
आई एम गिविंग ओनली दैट थिंग यू इन योर in your feet. Houston. You have done there?
That is
Bahut hi achha hai. Very good. Very beautiful. Siradha Nil Madhav aur Gaur Nitai, Gaur Chandra ke Vigrah atyant sundar hai. Very beautiful. Aapke dwara bhet ke Giriraj bhi atyant manmohak hai. You have given you, and that Giriraj is so Manmohan. Manmohan, you know, he stole
the mind.
भक्त लोग बड़े प्रेम से उनकी सेवा करते हैं. ऑल डिवोटीज सब प्रेम, सब भक्तों की आपके चरण कमल में अत्यंत प्रगाढ़ श्रद्धा है. और यहाँ के सभी भक्त इज टेलिंग दैट ऑलमोस्ट ऑल भक्त नोज यू, नो यू whether they have taken darshan or not. Kamal Krishna Prabhu has beat a drum for my name. he is telling that we were all waiting for that time, at the time of the Giriraj Pratistha, that he will come. But you could not come. Kaise aap jaldi aaiye, you should come. We will all help you and we will all serve you. There will be no difficulty at all. There is no summer and no winter. Brajmandal jaisa sundar. But it has no, it is not such beautiful as Vrindavan, but yet something is there. If you will come here, here also Braj will come. So good bhavana.
I have some questions from Bhakti Rasamrita Singh. Rupa Goswami says that all of the devotees of the different avatars are very good, but the devotees of Krishna are the best, because devotees of the others, they can get attracted to Krishna. But the devotees of Krishna, they can never be attracted by any other form. Now, some examples are quoted, like Lakshmi, especially Lakshmi. But sometimes we also hear that the devotee is completely satisfied in his relationship with the Lord, like Hanuman is completely satisfied in his relationship with Ram. He doesn't want to change. So how is it that Lakshmi and also the queens in Dwarka, except for the eight principal queens, they also prayed for the dust of the lotus feet of Krishna. So, but there, their eternal relationship is with Krishna in Dwarka or Vaikuntha. So how do they get this?
Really a very good question. You can answer. I will hear your answer.
Uddhava also.
You do. So thank you. I want to hear.
We want you to speak.
I will speak, but I want to hear.
Well, maybe he should give his idea first.
He always does this.
Because you said that he knows everything. So I want to prove you right.
I'm in your side.
Well, Krishna has some qualities which Vasudeva and Narayan don't have. So even though they have eternal relationship with Vasudeva, Krishna, or Narayan, still they can appreciate that Krishna has some more qualities which the others don't have. And they want to experience those, but they're not ready to give up their own swarup and their own Aishwarya Bhav. Then, why man could not leave his own bhav, but Lakshmi wanted why?
One thing is that Krishna and Narayan, Narayan is Krishna in one form, and Krishna is a more, the husband is the same person. So there's nothing wrong if the wife wants to go to the forest to be with the husband.
That similar case with Hanuman, Ram and Krishna are one. But he never goes. Murari never went.
His attachment is stronger.
I think that Lakshmi is not less than Hanuman. Very strong
attachment.
But yet, I can see that Lakshmi is woman. Their heart are so soft. And they are so much attracted with the love. A male cannot. Woman can do everything against his principle. If he is for love, they can do. So Lakshmi, by his swabhav, by nature, he can live. But when man is in male form, and he, whether he wants, but he will not live. The heart of both very, very soft. They can have love. They perceive beauty, love, and four things which Krishna has special. But for Hanuman, no. I have not
read anywhere.
Read anywhere or never went on to this question.
But it's a common sense. Answers.
Very high level of
common sense. Special sense.
Now, can I ask some other question? If some, like in the case of Gop Kumar, first he went to Vaikuntha, then he went to Ayodhya, then to Dwarka, and finally to Goloka, Raj. But in ordinary cases, if some jeev has the seed of Raja Bhakti, is it sure that he will get the association of some Rasik Vaishnav that will awaken his Vraja Bhakti? Or is it possible that he can only do sadhana bhakti and in spite of having the seed only go to Vaikuntha.
You see that every jiva has his some kind of swarup. Every jiva. But we see that all jivas, unconditional soul, are moving from years and years and births and births, anadi kal. So it is not so that any jiva will have a rasik Vaishnava if he has Braj Bhakti seat here. No question. By rotation and rotation, we have some tendency in this body. At first he will have to do, we will have come to a process of Vaidhi Bhakti. Radhanuga Bhakti is so hard. We should not sit for Radhanuga Bhakti. Anyhow, it may be that most of jiva will have to go through Gop Kumar channel.
You mean they can go first to Vaikuntha?
First they should go to any general bhakta, and they may go to join on sadhan bhakti, and by chance if a Radhanuga Vaishnava is found, then they can go direct to Braja, or otherwise he'll have to go to Vaikuntha or anywhere. But I see that in sadhan kshetra, in this world, he will have everything, where to go and where not. He will decide here. This is sadhan kshetra. In Vaikuntha, any new thing is not decided, and there is no sadhan bhajan there. He has only told, Sanatana Goswami has only told him by that Gopkumar Upakhyan to understand that where what thing is there.
But we hear that in Braj, the Panch Pandavas are doing some austerities at Radhakund, where Narada is doing, Lakshmi is doing. But their eternal swarup is not in Braj, what we understand. So what can they, what do they hope to get from their practices in Braj?
For Narada it is hard that he mostly lives in Vaikuntha and Sapt-Narayan. But in other soul, he goes to Golok Vaikuntha also, Golok Praja also. There he is in the shape of Madhumangal also. But yet he is in Narad Kunda, in this Prakat Braja, is doing Aradhana of Aradhika to have Gopi Bhav. In his Madhumangal Sarup, they are in Sanatana Bhav, for perpetual. That sarup will be there. But yet he wants to serve in Gopi Bhav. And that how he has yet received or not, it
It has not been told anywhere. As Madhu Mangal. Is Madhu Mangal a separate personality than Narada?
No.
Absolutely the same person.
But it has been told in Brihad Bhagavatamritam that Krishna has so many shapes. And in Krishna's shape also, he is doing pastimes in so many various Brahmans, in various Krishna Swarup. So, the associates of Krishna, they have also so many shapes.
Sri Dham Garuda.
Oh, Nanda Baba Jasoda, Ibrim, Lalita Vishakha, Ibrim. So Narada may have so many sins. If a man, if a sadhana wants to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna at the same time, it is, has been told that they will have two souls. And they will serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Serve her and Radha and Krishna. In guidance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, always. That they do everything. By mentally thinking the lilas of and the charity, Dharma of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This always chant Radha Krishna and always. Yeah, what? By Ishma, we should do Ishmaran of Radha Krishna. We'll have everything. Especially, Vishnachapati Thakur and Ji Goswami has told that. By outer sadhana, we should serve Rup Sanatana and inner Rup Manjari and Thakur has never told that I am so and so on. No? I'm that gopi. I'm doing service of this. But he is always praying that I should do like this. We should do, follow him. He has never expressed that I'm a Siddha Bhakta or it is any books. That's not so.
But do we know? Even though he has never expressed, do we know who he is?
But he has written for us that any Jew should not think himself to be any gopi and to think also. Sankalpa kalpa dhuma. Only we can have sankalpa. That by the use of gopi and gopi. Gopis, Srimati Radhika Lalita Vishakha. We should be engaged in that seva. Being not of one of the gopis.
I read in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Bindu, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says that we need to enter into Radha Krishna Leela through Gauranga Leela.
This is true, and this is certainly a fact.
So how does one think these things? Think.
Always remembering the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers. That is the way.
remembering the past times of Mahaprabhu like that. His mercy is that thing.
His mercy.
Both his mercy.
Maharaj, I have one question about how to improve the japa of Hare Krishna mantra to make it
always remembering the mercy of Harinam. You should chant.
While chanting, remember the mercy of Hare.
How he is so merciful? That will.
Is there a way to, a system to also remember the pastimes of Krishna while chanting Hare Krishna mantra?
What our Goswamis has done, they have loved for us. How they have chanted name. Having everybody remembering.
Go slow.
Yeah, anything wrong? Rupa Goswami is telling that chant Harinam, remembering the mercy of that name, and the pastimes connected with that name. They say Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Raghunath Das Goswami and Gopal Guru
yes.
Written in their books how to chant and how to remember the mercies of Krishna and Mahaprabhu. Hari. Hari Harati Radha Manaha Hare Harati Krishna Manaha, both meaning, and how, by what past times Srimati Radhika Harati Manaha of Krishna, we should think when and where Srimati Radhika has attracted Krishna. Hari Harati Radhika Harati Krishna Manaha towards Kulya. How? You can remember here Rasleela and all Goswamis they have written. In what rush you are? You can cow herding and all these things.
Is it good while chanting to stop and read a little bit and then chant some more to help this remembrance?
You can do if it is anukul for you. At first we should that we are so conditional soul. We are full of kaam, krodh, lobh, mat, moh, masad. These are not going. They are pursuing us. So nam is so that by his mercy, we can only have rescue from all these things.
Only by his mercy.
So, at first we should cry for mercy. We should weep for mercy. Then anything should be remembered. At first this thing. We are a wretched soul. Worthless soul. So, repentance should come. In the lotus feet of Harinam, thinking that Harinam is Aradha and Krishna, Jugal.
It seems like it takes real humility
cry. To cry and be in that mood and weeping, one has to be so humble.
Certainly we will have to cry for these things at first. Then anything will come. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Narottam Thakur, they have stated in their songs that we are very kami, krodhi, lobhi, mohi. We have no level of bhakti. আমরা তো এখানে থেকে চলে যেতে পারি,
you can leave me, miss, here. You can go.
You don't want us to take you to Radha Damodar?
We are so close. You'll have to go there, feet again, come here.
But for us, it is no problem. How you will go from here?
On foot? If I want, I will take a rickshaw or...
No, we will take you.
There also, I will have to go on foot.
We can carry you. Hanuman will put you on his shoulders. Rickshaw?
From here we can go, but again we'll have to.
I see that his business is to create conflict.
One has something told. It seems that they are in conflict, but they are in the same way.
The main point is that, you know, our Guru Maharaj created a GBC to resolve these types of things, but this man has no purpose for that. And another main purpose in the book that he wants to do is to show how ISKCON and the GBC offended Sridhar Maharaj. This point he keeps bringing out also.
In this book also.
In this book also.
Absolutely.
Very openly he says that. Because he took sannyas from one of the devotees who had taken shelter of Sridhar Maharaj.